I would like to recognize John Steffens. He passed away early morning hours, April 9th, 2013, and he was a member of the Volunteer Fire Department since July of 1965.
Petersburg Fire and EMS Director Sandy Dixon told the Assembly this week that it was important the community recognize Steffen. He was a commercial troller by profession, but when he wasn't out fishing for salmon, he devoted much of his life to the fire department. Fellow firefighters remember him not only as the longest-serving volunteer, but one of the most active. William Bergman volunteered alongside Steffen for about 40 years.
I've worked with Johnny. Johnny is one of the most dedicated people I've ever worked with. He's always there at the fire. He's always there at the drill, and we will greatly miss him. If you talk about dedication and volunteerism and doing something that helps a lot of people, and that was John.
That guy was probably the most dependable volunteer we had. If he was in town, he showed up when the alarm went off. You could count on John.
Former Fire Chief Sam Bungie says Steffen was also an easy person to work with.
You know, in any organization, 90% of the problems come from 10% of the people, and there's some personality conflicts and stuff like that goes on in any organization. Well, John was completely free of that. He treated everybody the same, and he did his job, and he didn't let emotional and personal stuff interfere with anything. He was working for the good of the city and for the good of the fire department.
John Steffen was born in Petersburg in 1944 to Agnes and Jack Steffen. His mother died when he was just three, and his grandparents, John and Marie Hammer, took care of him for a few years. In 1951, he went to live with his aunt and uncle, Jim and Bev Hammer, who raised him as their own son. His sister, Wendy Westry, says she and her other siblings have always considered him their brother. After high school, Westry says Steffen joined the National Guard and was stationed in Anchorage when the devastating earthquake hit in 1964. Once he was discharged, Steffen came back to Petersburg, where he started a cab company complete with a yellow checker cab. He started trolling in 1969. Westry says his first boat was named the Rama, prompting his fellow fishermen to call him Johnny Rama. According to Westry, firefighting was his second occupation after fishing. Part of his work included teaching new firefighters the ropes, literally. Dave Berg is an assistant fire chief.
He originally was one of the officers who taught us a large part of the Firefighter One program, including the knots and ropes and lines necessary to get tools delivered to firefighters up on the roof or to be able to attach something down. I guess Johnny probably had a good knowledge of ropes and stuff because he was a commercial fisherman and had spent a lot of time on the water. So that certainly helped things out.
Steffen's knowledge of the department and its history was irreplaceable, according to Fire Chief Jared Cook.
He knew the history of the department from the late 60s all the way to the present. He'd been involved with it. He'd been seeing the changes, the ups and downs, and had been a volunteer member through all those changes. So he could reflect back on them. He could always tell you who had lived in any house you were ever responding to since he was a kid. And so it was just a dynamic personality there that you're not going to be able to replace that because the history is just not there.
Cook has spent 25 years with the department himself. He knows of only a couple volunteers who have even come close to devoting as much time to the department as Steffen did. John Steffen was 68. There'll be a public memorial service for him at the fire hall this Sunday at 2. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.